Let us start from Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Ozal Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua Omro L'Shmaite Kami Derode. We had learned yesterday there was a Mavui that had problems. There was one guy that wasn't cooperative at all in this Mavui. His name was Chomon Baristik, and he did not want to be masking his Rishus to the Bnei HaMavui. So the Shaila was what to do. So Abaye had an Iluya Shainfal, that all the Bnei HaMovi should be Mavatal, their Rishus to one person. And then it will come out that it's equivalent, like only one person is living in this Movi together with the Goy. This is a Milsad Loi Shchiche, that all of them will be Mavatal, their Rishus to one person. And then there's no Gzeire, and you could be Metaltal in the Movi. Al-Koponim, you'll be able to be metaltal in the Mavi. After this bitl, that's Rashi Lemshat, that through this bitl, they'll be able to be metaltal in the Mavi. Taisvis Estakashan Rashi will come later on Dab Sabach Dalet. Taisvis Estakashan Rashi to be metaltal in the Mavi, Taisvis Estimimonavshech. If the Bnei HaMavi were Ma'ariv the Chatzairis, so then, you're not allowed to be metaltal in the Movi. If the Bnei HaMovi are not metaltal in the Chatzeres, then you are allowed to be metaltal in the Movi, afilu, without this bitl rishus. So that is Taisvis Kasha on Rashi. What did this bitl rishus accomplish? And Taisvis Rashi Vaistois, the whole bitl rishus accomplished that they could now be metaltal in the Movi. We'll come soon to understand Shitas Rashi. Omro l'shmaite kamed derove. So they told over to Rove this heter that Abaye was mechadish. Omalei, so Abaye said, im kain, if you're going to be matter, tiltal in the movui, through the heter of bitl, bitalto teires erev me oise movui. So people won't know that the Teis Rabbein Peretz says erev means yeshtufim evois. They won't know about the heter of shtufim evois. They'll be carrying without shitufi mevois. And for the Gemara, the Ma'arvi. So we'll make an eire, we'll make shitufi mevois. The Ma'arvi beinayim, afal gav deloy mahane. You said that people will forget about the inyan of shitufi mevois, so we'll make one. So Rove said, that's not a good eitze. Yoimru erev moyel bemokim nochi. I said, people won't know the lumdis. They'll think that the shtufim mevois helped, even though you were not masking the rishus from the nochi. This take the choichnisht. So the Gemara says, the machrezina will be machrez. Zogt Rashi, evi yoidin, she'ein eruveinu moyel klum. The shtufim mevois that we'd made does not help. And therefore, ve'ein onu moitziyim mechatzer oiseinu lemovi. Since the shtuf doesn't help, therefore, we cannot take out for our chatzeres to the Mavi. Ay, uma she'onu metaltalim b'soichoi. Ay, now you have a kasha. You have a kasha. How are we metaltal in the Mavi? Shtufi mevois doesn't help. So how are we metaltal in the Mavi? B'shvil she'reshus ayocheti. Because the Mavi is a reshus ayocheti. Now, what is Pshat and Rashi? What Rashi is saying now, that we're going to be mevayer to everyone the lomdus. The shittuf doesn't help, and therefore we can't take out from the chotzer to the movi. They'll see actions speak louder than words. We can't take out. And that we're metaltal in the movi. Ah, you're not allowed to be metaltal in the movi without shittuf. So Rashi says it's a reshus ayochit. So what does that mean? So Dachsach Mir, this Rashi is a Meiridike Raya to the Meroi Meisode and the Biur and the Chidushi Hamiri, the Mabar and the Chidushi Hamiri, that they say a Meiridike Pshat and Rashi, Dachsach Mir, Dosak Rashi Doichet. We mentioned before, Taisvis has a Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. If they did not make Shitufei Mevois, and they did make a Ruvei Chatzeres, then you are not allowed to be metaltal in the movie. If they did not make a Ruvei Chatzeres, you are allowed to be metaltal in the movie. And Tosis asked Akasha, here Poshet, they didn't make a Ruvei Chatzeres, so you should not be allowed to be metaltal in the movie. That is Tosis Kasha and Rashi. Now, the reason for this halacha, why, if they made a Ruvei Chatzeres, you're not allowed to be metaltal in the movie, and if they didn't make a Ruvei Chatzeres, you're allowed to be metaltal in the movie, is be'emesin ha-machloikes Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos learned pshat as follows. If they made a Ruvei Chatzeres, so it comes out that in the chotzer, there are many kalim from the batim, because they were permitted to carry out from the batim to the chotzer. Since there are many kalim in the chotzer from the batim, they were geyser, maybe will now carry out these kalim from the chotzer to the movi. There's a lot of osadike kalim now in the chotzer, so we're afraid he might carry this out from the chotzer to the movi. Is therefore they said, they put up a sign in the movi, you're not allowed to carry daladamas in the movi. So if you won't carry in the movi, so automatically you won't take out from the chotzer to the movi. If they did not make a Ruvei Chatzeres, so memela then it comes out that the kalim which are in the chotzer are not from the batim. So then the loch is like Rab Shimon, that you're allowed to be metaltal kalim sheshavsu bechotzer in a movi. A movi in the chotzer is one big reshus. So therefore there's no problem of carrying from the chotzer to the movi, since the kalim which are in the chotzer are mestame kalim sheshavsu bechotzer. So then they were permitted to be metaltal in the movi. That is how Tosfos understood this halacha. So Tosfos asks, Memanav Shech, if there's, let's play with this. If they made a Ruvei Chatzeres, and somebody did make a Ruvei Chatzeres, so how does the bittel help? You still have kalim in the chotzer, which are osa, and we should be geyser that you might take them out into the movi. So tiltel should be osa in the movi. What does the bittel reshus in the movi help the situation? They bring down a Rashi weiter, and then it's in the Satesis weiter, that says a different lomdus in Gans. The lomdus is, that is true. If they made a Ruvei Chatzeres, then you're not allowed to be metaltal from the chotzer to the movi. That is true, because if they made a Ruvei Chatzeres, they didn't make Shetufei Mevois, so the kalim in the chotzer are kalim from the batim, and you're not allowed to take them from the chotzer to the movi. But why aren't you allowed to be metaltal kalim sheshavsu b'movi? So Tosfos learns, because you'll be metaltal in the movi, you'll take from these kalim of the chotzer also. Rashi didn't learn like that. Rashi learns, the iser tiltal b'movi is, if they were not mishnatif in the movi, and since you are not allowed to be metaltal from the chotzer to the movi, ve'ein, this is a lashon of Tosfos, ve'ein b'movi shum tashmish, that means there's no tashmish going on in the movi, domi lekamelis. So then the movi is similar to a kamelis. That means as follows. The Chazal will matter a movui with a lechi or a koira. You have three mechitzes, and you have a psashtikal tikkun beruach revius. So if the movui, the action going on in the movui, you're metalta from the chotzer to the movui, bizman Chazal roif tashmishon bechotzer. So they lived in the chotzer. So if you're allowed to be metaltal from the chotzer to the movi, so the movi looks also like a mokim dire. They live here also, they count from the bayis to the chotzer to the movi. So it looks like a mokim dire, so it looks like a rishus hayochid. This is private property, so memele. So then, if you're allowed to carry from the chotzer to the movi, so the mishtamish in the movi, So Mamele, then it looks like a Rishus HaYochid, and they were matter tiltal in the Movi. But if you have Kalim Asurim in the Chotzer, and no one is allowed to take out from the Chotzer to the Movi, so then the Movi looks like a street. It's like a Kalmelis. Then you are not allowed to take out Kalim. Then you're not to be metaltal in the Movi alone, because you're being metaltal in a Kalmelis. He says, if the Movi will have a shame Kalmelis, or a shame Rishus HaYochid, depends if you're allowed to be metaltal from the Chotzer to the Movi. If you're allowed to be metaltal from the Chotzer to the Movi, then the Movi gets a shame Rishus HaYochid. If you're not allowed to be metaltal from the Chotzer to the Movi, so then the Movi has a shame Kalmelis, so it's also to be metaltal in the Movi. So the Mreim Yisod and the Magi and the Miri say, so since over here, that is true, when they were mevatel their rishus to one of the Bnei HaMovi, so they're not allowed to take out from the Chotzer to the Movi. That's 100% true. But there's one person who's allowed to take out from his house to the Movi, the person they were mevatel to. So there is Tashmish being done in the Movi. There's one person, that person with his wife and his children, there's already Shimush in the Movi. So the minute there's Shimush in the Movi, so gets Hashem Rishus HaYochid. And that is what Rashi says over here. Rashi says, Umasha onu metaltalim besoichoi. Taka, the shittiv doesn't help. So since the shittiv doesn't help, ein onu moitziyim echatzroi seinu lemovi. We are not taking out from our chotzer to the Movi. If we're not taking out from our chotzer to the Movi, Umasha onu metaltalim besoichoi. So since we're not taking out, so the shailas, it should be like a kalmelis. No, Bishul Sherishus Ayochid. The Movi is like a Rishus Ayochid, and the reason is because Yen Al Kaponim can take out from his Rishus, from his Chotza to the Movi. So Memele, it has a shame Rishus Ayochid, not a shame Kamelis. So Memele, that was the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha was, let's be Machis. We'll tell everybody the truth. It doesn't help us the shittuf. Frech the Gemara chasta le dardiki. So Rashi says, v'chi achroza zu moyo le doire saboim, she yiru oisa metaltal and kam v'loi shomu b'achroza. So the Chiddush Miri says, pshat, I mean, now the small children over here, and you, when you are machers then, you said the olam, they didn't understand your achroza. So when they're gonna grow up, that hachroza you once made will not help anymore. Sheyiru oisa metaltalim kam v'loi shomu b'achroza. So they'll think that a shittuf helps b'mokim akum. So that's not a good idea. Elo marov. Leizel chad minayu lekarev lei. So Rovi said, I have a better idea. We have a problem. We have a movui with a very uncooperative goy. He does not want to be masker his rishus. Is lazel chav minayu lekarevle. So let one of the Bnei HaMovi get close to this goy. Velishol minei duchte. And he should borrow from him a mokim in his chotzer to put something down there. Velinech bomidi. Tahavelei kischiroi ulekitoi. Now he'll become kischiroi ulekitoi. Is this equivalent to the socher and the locket of the goy? Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, afilu schirai v'afilu lekitai noisein eruvai v'dayi. Let us see what Rashi says. Lekarev legabe, yishtadel im anochi. You should get close to the goy, ad shiyei oyavoy, till the goy will start liking him. V'yashiloi anochi mokeim b'chatzeire. And he should lend them a place in his chotzer, lasnuchi bei midi. He should put down something there. So what did we accomplish now? The kivin, the hashte dayer Yisrael b'chotzer anochi. Now in this chotzer, we have theoretically two people living in this goyish chotzer. The goy is living there. And the Yid Vayntachaychetah, he's allowed to put his things there. Havalei, so Ha Yisrael Kischirai Ulekitei Shalnochi. So he's equivalent to a Socher and a Lokit Shalnochi. Before we go into the Indian of Schira Elokitoi, so Tuvia Hama was Ma'irer a Geshmake Ha'ore. Rav said an Eitzah, what do you do? We have to find an Eitzah. So he should be Mekarev himself to the Goy. Yishtadol Ibenochet Sheyoya Boy. He has to make friends with the Goy. So yes, the whole Inyan, where they said you have to be maskier from the Goy was Shema Yulmed Mimaisa. That was the whole Tachlis of the Sol Takone. So now, we have a problem now. We wanted this Sol Takone, Kaponim, but he won't be maskier. This is ideal. This Haman is, they say a word from the Chedush Yerim Dach Samer. Why do we find that one parsha in the Torah is called Bolok? But to name a parsha keneged haroshe, why is he called a parsha Bolok? So that's what the Chedush Yerim says, because Chazal say, haloche eisav sayni eshake. And metreft a goy was tut ka haloche. You see, he's doing taki v'vasav, ya goy dafton. This Haman over here was doing Kaalochech. That was exactly what Chazal wanted, that he shouldn't cooperate. Bekitzo. And Nochmer, so now we're telling Likarev Legabe, that this guy should be Mekarev, himself to the Goy, and that the Goy should lend him a Mokim. How could you tell someone to be Mekarev himself to the Goy? So he wanted to say that Al Kaponim here, the Schus HaRabim will be making on him. Al Kaponim is helping all the Bnei Amovi. They should be able to carry the Shtelzachfor, the Inik Shabbos, and the Dos. Al Kaponim, Shema Mitzvah Lo Yeda Dovaro. But let's get back to the Lomdus of the Sugya. There's an Inyan of Schiroi Ulekitoi. The Gather of Schiroi Ulekitoi is, the Machlokes HaRishonim, if the din of Schir Kita only applies by a goy, or a filo by a yid also. But let us say the lomdus, why it should apply only by a goy. By a goy, there's a lomdus, we heard that adiris akum b'chlal is not called adire. So really the goy, it really is not called, he's living here. The bailus of dire, the goy doesn't possess. And the schiray olekitoi, or let's say in this case over here, he has epis adire in this chotzer. So he's considered the bailim. So you have here two bailim. The diris akum is equivalent to adire's behemah. So it's not called like, his dire isn't called a choshev adire. The yid has adire over here, as the chayit. So memele, his dire has a teiris dire. So it's ke'ilu hakel shaloi. So he's the balabos. He's the balabos of this chotzer. Either taxes, the goy pays, get me in the shot. About Kaponim, he's considered the balabos of the chotzer. Now he's the balabos of the chotzer. So memele, so begate b'Reb Yid, this is your chotzer, so you have reshus in the movie. Let's make shetufei mevois with you. Fine. So they make shetufei mevois. That was the eitz of Rove. He becomes keschirei ulekitei shal nochri. By that schusay dira that he has, that he can hold his chafetzim there. Now, the Omar of Yehuda Omar Shmuel, afilu schiroi, afilu lekitoi, nois neru evedai. Now, schiroi lekitoi is another case. Omar of Yehuda, afilu schiroi lekitoi shal nochi. Sarashi Vaisis, that this works only by a goy. In Yisrael, who, if the Schir Lekitoi is a Yid, who naisim a Ruvoi im b'nei Mavoi v'dayi. So he gives his a Ribut of b'nei Mavoi, which means Shtufei Mavois v'dayi, and this is sufficient. Socher la'avoi de kolashon lekitoi limois ha'kotzer v'ha'osif. Now, the Inyan of Schir Lekitoi here, l'cheret something else. These are workers. But the Schir Lekitoi has reshus lehishtameish bebeisoi oi bechatzeiroi. That means the schiroi lekitoi has access, even though it's only working access, but he's permitted to be mishtamish in the reshus of the goy. So even the avopid she'enoi dorshom, he's not living there, but he has access to this reshus. He's a worker there. Harei hu kimikoimoi. So it's equivalent, so that's the din of schiroi lekitoi. So memele, so Rashi says pshat, so if you have a socher or a loket of a goy, so we consider he's the bailim, diris akum lo yishma dir, he's the bailim, and if he's a yid, so memele,
he'll be mishtatev be'eretz. If the schir lekite he'll be a goy, and he'll be cooperative, so he'll be seicher the rishus from him. But al kaponim, the lomdis of schir lekite is that he gets a teiras bailim, and we can handle him with them. The raivet is chaylik on Rashi. The raivet holds that a socher and a lokit of a goy can't be mishtat of a shtufe mevois. You have to be socher from him. That means the raivet says as follows: a socher and a lokit from a yid, since the yid alone has that of shtufe mevois, so then the socher and a lokit can also be mishtat of shtufe mevois. But a socher and a lokit of a goy, since by a goy there's no din shtufe mevois, so it won't help that he's a yid. You'll have to be seicher from the seed. Al koponim, this was the eitzah of Rove. Let us see Taisus. Im kein bitalto teires erev me oise mobi. Rove tainer an abaye that if you'll be matter tiltle through bittle, bitalto teires erev me oise mobi, and you can't do such a thing. Aymari, Shebo Maisel Lefnei Rashi Bechupa Achas Sheshokhu V'loi Irvu. Now let us look in the Perish Chai. We'll see in a minute what the story was. The story was as follows. Look at page 137. Let's look at picture 3. Maise Bechupa Achas. Now let us look at picture 3, the picture on the right. The picture on the right, we see there was, in the middle there was a Beis HaChosen, and there were three apartments. On his right there was a Shochen, on the left there was a Shochen, and they forgot to make, the Chosen forgot to make, a Ruvi Chatzeres with his Shechinim. Fine. Mamach Sheva Broches Freitag Banacht, a Shrek. Everything was by the Shochen, the wine, the food, the cholent, the chleis, whatever it was, also is given by the Shochen. There's no Eruvei Chatzeres. So what's Tutmendor? Oymari, Shebo Maise Lifnei Rashi, Bechupa Achas, Sheshokhu V'lo Yirvu, V'hutzrichu Lohoitzi Mibayis Labayis. And you had to take out Mibayis Labayis. Now that is the key of this shaila over here. That means there's no chatzeres involved. There's just one door between one up, the door opens up between one apartment and the other apartment. So you had to take from one bayis to another bayis. V'hita lehem, so Rashi was matter, al yedei shebitlo rishusam leyecha. So forget, so Rashi said, Herzach zu, the two Shechinim should be mevatel their reshus to the Chosen. So memele, so there's no reshus, so everything is the reshus of the Chosen. So the Chosen geht da rein, and he takes from both Shechinim. Ba'oimari, so the Ri disagrees with this heter. But first he makes a cheshbon. He says, the im yoyel bitl mi bayis la bayis. If bitl will help, in Cain, so he says, you know what's going to be? Not only will the chosen be able to go into their apartments and take out the food, no, Yehum Torim Kulam L'Taltal Mizulazul. You know, all of them will be able, both of the Shechinim will be permitted to take in to the Beis Choson, to take out from the Beis Choson, will be Lebedik. This Bittel will be Mata Tiltal Lagami. Yumatorim kulam letalta mizulazu, gam oison those people shabitlulam, that they were mevatel. Sha'af alpi, sha'mevatel rishus chatzere osa lohoitzi mi beisei lechotze. I all the time we have a klal, that if I was mevatel my chotze to one person, I'm not allowed to take out now from my bias to the chotzer, because it looks like I want to be machzik again in my chotzer. Shavu bishem avatel rishus chatzer yosu loitzim ibeisu lechotzer. Hosam mushayesh lem chelik b'chotzer. He says, you know why? Because before the bittul and after the bittul, I have a chelik in the chotzer. It's my chotzer. So memele v'nire kechayzer u'machzik b'rshusoy. So memele, since it's my chotzer, first I said, I'm a vatel my schusim in the chotzer to you. And now I'm going and taking out from my bias into the chotzer. So like, it looks like it's a chazor of the bittul, and I'm machzik again in the chotzer. Nafilu l'man d'omel el beperik beis, rishus beis a bittul. I feel according to the man d'omel that says, we had a machloikis in perik beis. If a person was mevatel his chotzer, did he intend to be mevatel the bias also? So one man the Yomah says, I'm a vatal bain yofa, he was mevatel the bias also. So now, the bias and the chotzel theoretically belong to the, let's say the chosel, belong to the chosel, the one they were mevatel to. So he's still not allowed to take out. Now what's Taisus Chiddush? So the Chiddush is, even though now the bias doesn't belong to me, the chotzer doesn't belong to me. So I'm like a neirich. I'm a neirich by Yenim. If I would go to Yenim's house, I could zikha take out from Yenim's house to the chotzer, because I'm a neirich by him. So lochayr, if I was mevatel my bias, I was mevatel my chotzer, so lochayr, one could think, nu ishain, so now I'm a neirich by him. An echte kitok, since lemaisa, it's my bias, it's my chotzer. So memela, by taking out from my bias to my chotzer, or it was my bias, and for all practical purposes, it's still my bias. So memela, taking out from my bias to my chotzer means I'm marzik, that soisa the bittel, and I'm marzik again in the bias and chotzer. Filaman diomel elbepeg beis, rishus beis, so bittel, you're not also allowed to take out. Avol hoche, zukteri, abarachesbet. In this case, that we have here, two shchainim in the chosen, and they were all mevatel their reshus to the chosen. Ishteru kulu. So now they're all permitted to carry. Dein doime klal kechoyzer umarzik beshusoy, kshemetaltel mi beisoy le beis chaveire, factory amerdik yikashe. If I take out from my house to my chotzer, which was my chotzer, so there, it looks like I want to be machzik again in my chotzer. But if I'll take from my house to his house, so what am I machzik in? In his house, I'm machzik in. His house was never my house. So here there's no achzokin, there's no achzokin, there's no chazor of the bittul. I was mevatel my house to him, and I'm bringing from my house to him. So I was machzik in something. I wasn't machzik in anything. The bittul of my house to the chosin is in contact. When I'm taking a chavitz into his house, I'm using his house, I'm being machzik in his house. His house is not for sale. He can't be machzik in his house. So memeilem, Dein deime klauke chäuser um marzik birschu soi, kshemetaltel mi beisei le beis chaveiroi. Voloi domi le moitzi mi beisei le chotza. This is not the same to moitzi mi beisei le chotza. She yesh loi bechotza chelik. There, he has a chelik in the chotza. So memela, but over here, you won't have this kilkel. So memela, so that he says, so let's go a little further. Bekiven de mishtere kula yidei bitl. So Memele, and the Ri held to Adin Fakert also, not to take from his house back into my house, Zeichet Gomesh, but Gomesh. We'll see later, that's pretty debatable already. But the Ri held, he had passed it to the union of Marzik. So Memele, so the Ri said, V'kim de Mishter Kulo Ayedei Bittl. So Memele, Ein Le Bittl Lohoyul Ka. V'im Kem Bittal To Teres Erev Maisem Ovoi. So Memele, if you can accomplish whatever you could accomplish with that Erev, you could accomplish with this bittel. Shliyachushu lasis oid Erev, kim de mishter kulu be bittel. Later we'll see, the Masha says, and Taisus says later, and that they were afraid of, they won't be mevatel each week. So memela, they wanted an Erev. And if you're gonna make a heter without an Erev et nezayin, and kein bittel avatech nezayin, metrog bissa. Umiyu! So therefore, the Ri disagreed with the heter of Rashi. Umiyu, oimeri, dim yesh chadorim bebayis. Let us look at the picture four. Im yesh chadorim bebayis. That means in the base of the shochin, that's next to the base hachosam, there are chadorim also. It's not one big room. There's small chadorim. Then there's the base hashochin. So if there are chadorim, Yochel levatel kol abayis b'loy achadorim. Then he came in mavatel debayis b'loy achadorim. So what do we have? She'ach shavos aloitzi min ha'chedel ha'bayis. Now what happened? Now he's mevatel his bayis to the chosen. So the bayis is the chosen. His cheder, he wasn't mevatel, the two chadorim. So the chadorim is his. So now he can't take out from the cheder to the bayis. She'ach shavos aloitzi min ha'chedel ha'bayis, k'moy mi bayis l'chotzo. Now he can't take out from the cheder to the yeh. Ve'in shayich katze memele, so he's uncomfortable. Then Shaykh can be talta teira seirib. So Mamele here, he feels, he's suffering that there's no eirib over here. Because he can now, since he didn't make an eirib, he can't take out from the chadom to the bayis. Then Shaykh can be talta teira seirib. Shayistashereyistake beirib yesaminabit. So Mamele, so then the Ri agreed with Rashi. That then you could be mevatel, the shchainim could be mevatel, their bias to the chosim. That is another problem. V'davke l'Rab Yochanan da'oma l'kamon yesh bitul rishus mechotza l'chotza, aval shmu da'oma l'kamon yesh bitul rishus mechotza l'chotza, hu adin mi bias l'bias, to tashmishta l'chud, v'ho tashmishta l'chud. Now, what does this mean? Rashi says, further we have a very interesting machloikis, if there's an inyan of bitl rishus mechotza lechotza. That means as follows. That means you had two chatzeres, chotza on the right, chotza on the left, and there was a Pesach bintayim, and they each one made bezunder, and there was no, they were not ma'ariv zeim ze. Fine. So no problem, so each one's permitted to carry in his chotzer. Now, one person gets an idea, he wants to carry from Reuven wants to carry from a shochen's chotzer. So he tells shochen Shimon, be mevatel your chotzer to me, so I'll be able to carry. So that's what he did. There's a machlokes Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel says, the loitikin rabbonon bitul rishus alaheiche the osri olayu. Shmuel says that this whole lumdus of bitul rishus is if only if I'm assering on you, that means we didn't make, let's say there are five people living in a chotzer, and four of them made a native, and one of them didn't make a native. So he's assering on all of us to use the chotzer. So he can be mevatel's rishus, so he won't ask. So there the din bittel is to permit me to use my chotzer. You're staring me. You are ma'arev with me. You're staring me. So memele chazal said there's an eitz to be mesalik your shter. If you're mevatel your rishus in the chotzer, then I can use the chotzer. So when were they umesakim bittel rishus? If yene is staring my shimush, then they umesakim. But over here you have two chatzeres. No one's staring one the other. You can use your chotzer, and I want to use it. I can use my chotzer. What do you want? You want to expand now? You want to have two chatzeres? Oh. For expansion, Chazal will never matter, bittul rishus. That you want to expand it. So that's the svar of Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Bittul rishus. If it's expansion, let it be expansion. So machlekes is Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. So memele, so this is what the Ri said. When the Ri said, if we can be matter the Shechinim to be mevatel their rishus to the chosen, if the chadorim and we take off yena problem, he says, "Bemis," and this is telling the machloikis Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, because here it's a bitul rishus of expansion. He didn't ask on him anything. So Mamela, he says, "But that's no problem because the Gemara paskins like Rabbi Yochanan." So Mamela, you could do it. Milke Rabbi Yochanan kaimo. Venira ad kan divrei hori. Venir ezoktaisves, the ain raya mikan lach like al heiros Rashi. Rashi said a psak, and the Ri comes and tainas on Rashi that him came a talta mitzvah seirev. The shaper domi the chayza by me be tulai. He says, you know, you can also be chayza over here. The Ri asked the kash when he's going to take it from his house to the chosin's house. He's going to be mazik in the chosin's house. He says, there you're right. Aber kshenoytel keilo, vinchnisam lasech beis chaveiroi. He took his kelim and he brought him in the chavas house, in the chosin's house. And now he's going to take his kelim from the chosin's house into back into his house. Now he's going to use his house. He's taking his kelim out of the chosin's house into his house, and now he's marching back in his house. So he's not allowed to take it back. The you're only allowed to go in one direction, it's a one way street. You're allowed to take from the shochin to the chosin. But from the chosin to the shochin you can't take back, because when he's taking back into his house, it looks like he's being mahzik back in his house. So the whole kash of the ri was that you're accomplishing everything without an eirev is bital to teres eirev. So teres a nechta ketov. Not everything is mutter. It's only a one way street. You can only take from the shochin to the chosin. But you can't go back the other way. So if you can't go back the other way, it's memeila is shenish bital to teres eirev. The next week they won't do such a dreidel because they can't take back into their own bias. The given shemavsit bedova loy bital to teresayr. Rabbeinu Tam oyer medagdik. Rabbeinu Tam held like the Ri, not like Rashi, and he held that mibayis labayis is also. Mahod if ligu Rabbi Yochanan ushmul leinyan bital reshus mechotza lachotza. There's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel by bittul reshus mechotza lechotza. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's good. According to Shmuel, it's no good. And there's another machlokes l'inyan bittul reshus bechulve. Bittul reshus bechulve is as follows. Bittul reshus bechulve was that there was three houses. There were three houses. We can look at the Perish Chai, so we'll get a good picture from it. Let's look at page 138, picture 11. Ein bittel rishus bechulve. So here, there was three houses once upon a time. Now, the middle house became a chulve. And now, but you have two houses functioning, and you want to carry from one to the other. So the shaila is, if they didn't make an eruv chatzeres, if bittel rishus will help. So there Rashi explains, there's another svore that Shmuel had. Shmuel held they were only, just like we said, they weren't matter. They weren't matter, stamazoi, bitl reshus for expansion. Here, they were also, they weren't matter, they only were matter by chatzeres, kus choif tashmishem b'chotza. That means we're very much dependent on the chotza. So memele, so they were matter, and you can't be mishtamish in the chotza, so memele, they were matter, bitl reshus. Ma she'en kein, by a chube, there's not too much tashmish in this chube saivasai, so it's also like an expansion. I mean, you don't need it, stamazoi, to make a bitl reshus, you should have, once you'd be able to be mishtamish in the chube, since it's not such a big necessity, it's more of a luxury. So memele, Shmuel held they were not matter bittul reshus in achuve, and then Rabbi Yochanan holds they were. So there's the machloikis. Aber mashme, aber weis the chois. So the benetam erekash. The Gemara speaks about chotzer lachotzer. The Gemara speaks about a bittul reshus bechuve between two batim. Why did the Gemara speak about me bias labayis? So the Bnei Tamer Araya Mashm the Bayis Labayis also Lekula Alma Midalei Ayri Beis. Bayis Tamazay also. Uge the Frishis like the Reset. Shimi Tato Tato Lekula, because Abayis Labayis, so everything will become Mutter. Pastor Tzogni is Magzik back again. So everything will be Mutter. Bekeven the Sharisa Lekula Yovel Letalto Loi Beloi Bittel. So you won't Betalto Teres Eirev, and they won't be Mevatel. So Mamela, so that is why when the Gemara had a shayla, the Gemara only spoke about Michotza Lachotza or Mibayis Lachuba. One raya to the Ri. Va'oid hevi raya. Mehu yenuke de lekamon. The Gemara brings later a maise from a tinoik, the Ishtapach Chamime. And so they didn't have mayim chamem to be reichetzem after the Mila. Shehita, and they did not make a Eruv Chatzeres, Shehita, loy melenochi lemaisel lechamim migoy beisei derabe. That the goy should bring chamim from the bias of rabbe to the beis hatinik. Is midloy motzu takone bin yenacher, avogavdo yirvu. They did not make an Eruv, midloy motzu takone bin yenacher. Amai, fragt doch, dass er bei der Tamis der Kasche, le batlo, kulo, rischus, eilu, beise. Let's be mevatel, der rischus, der beise. Da habe bei Tinnig. Der Mestamik, Rav Yechen, in Spirlo, doma, jesch, bittel, rischus, mechotze, lechotze, doma, roba, bischmeite. Anok, Rav Yechen, in Spirlo, ele, vadai, fello, Rav Yechen, meide, den bittel, rischus, mi beis, le beis. Boy Maris, even though the Rin is said holds like the Rabbeinu Tam, but the aim is Shamrai. Now, Kochach have also some Chatzeres, or Mavu, you could have gone through the Chatzeres and Mavu also, could have been in Hosn, or Olay Ravnu, or Olay Shitafnu, or Yechoyl Mavu Chamma, they bit of their Chatzeres and Mavu Labayis, show you boycott. So the Mele, that wasn't the only Eitzah to go from the bias to the other bias. You can go from a different bias to a Chotzah to this bias. So the Mele, so that's Taka Kasha, why wouldn't they mevatel the Rishus? Umash lo yosu, okay, mishum shloho, you buy them also, because the Bailam weren't around there. The Bailam weren't there by the Bris. They needed the Chamim right now. The Bailam were davening by a later minion. So the Mele, so they had to do something else. So the Mele, therefore they had to get a goy. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Oma lei Abaye le Rav Yosef. So Abaye erst Rav Yosef alom de Shekashe. Hoyu shom, in this goy's chotzer, there were chamisha schiroi vahele kitoi. 10 Yiddish workers working for him. Mal. Oma lei im omru schiroi le kitoi lahokal, yoimru schiroi le kitoi lahachmer. Let us see Rashi. What was the shaila over here? What did he answer? Hoyu shom bebeis hanochi chamisha schirem elekitim. Dorim bachadorim ubaliyais. They had different rooms. Shilo hoyis rishus shalahem. What would be their schirem elekitim? We said schirem elekitim really is pshat. They're working for him and they have rishus to be mishtamish in the bayis. I mean, it's ki'ilu their dor. But so their whole dire is a ki'ilu. But Rashi says, what would be if they would really be living there? The Taka rented apartments by him. She'ilu ha'isa reshus shalahem, ha'yitzrichin, so memela, you have here in the bayis, you have your 10 apartments. So she'ilu ha'isa reshus shalahem, ha'yitzrichin, losis kulam ba'irav. They don't have to be mishtatim in the ruvi chatzeres. You have 10 batim in this chotzer. Kedisnan b'masnisen, umoidim b'zman sh'miktsosim shchim b'chadorim, that each chelik, each chabure, has to be mishtatif in the eire. Aber v'hashter the reshus adenochi, but now, so what is this? So that's pshat if it would really be their reshus. But now it's really the reshus of the goy. Is mahu losseis kulon b'eire, are all mechuyev to be mishtatif in the ruve chatzeres. Im shochacha echad v'loy nosa. And if one did not give to the Erev, oyser al bnei amovi, does he ask on the bnei amovi? That means, are you oyskehalten? When it comes to, you have a problem. You have a problem with a goy. The goy didn't want to be maskil. So he said, listen, goy, you're not a balabos. This yid who's living here, he's the balabos. He'll be mishtatev in the Erev. Shalom al Yisrael. So good, that's one yid. But now there's 10 yidin over there. So now you have to be consistent. So you consider the one yid that he's living there. He's the balabos. You know you have 10 yidin there. 10 yidin, which are mishtamish in 10 different rooms. So memele, so now you have 10 yidin. If you consider that you have 10 balabatim over here, so all 10 have to be mishtamish in their ruvi chatzeres. So if one did not give, if one was not mishtamish, so memele will be also. Im shochach ha'echad lo'inosan oisab ne'movi. Mi amrinen do we say, ki heiched de shavinu le l'sochir alokit ke baylam lo'okil. If we say he's a baylam lo'okil, o la'hater, eiruvay b'movi, ze havinami baylam la'achmer. You have to be consistent, can't answer until chasenes. I do me klakula shavinu rabonim ke baylam. Avu l'chum r'loi, d'chol b'eirevin lo'okil, Vahani dire vade lavdi. Between you and me, they're not dogs. Really, the goy. It's garnish mit garnish. So, memele, we just, when it comes lahokal, we say that they're the bailam. They're about to make chumas. So, memele, that's what he answered him. He answered him, imamus chil kita lahokal, yamus chil kita lahachmet. Nothing but to worry about. That they're only bailam lahokal and not lahachmet. So, the Gemara weiter. Kufa om abiyudam eshmu, afilu schirei vafilu lakita kibim ishtatev in dairev. Nois neiruve vidaye. Oma rav nachman, kame ma'al yehoshmaite. Meiradik. The slumdus of schir lakita, he's called a bailim, and he can give an eirev. He was in the spoil. Very choshev. Zeh lomdish. Oma rav yudam eshmu. Then rav yudam eshmu said over another maimer in front of rav nachman.
If a person drank a revius yayin, he's not allowed to paskal.
Omar Rav Nachman loy mal yehoshmaitz. Doesn't make sense. The ho'ano kol kamet the loy shesin a revius or the chamra loy tzila davtoi. Calls man, I don't drink a revius yayin. My head is unclear. I drink a revius yayin. Oh, then I'll be a cloak. Then I can paskal. Loi mal yehoshmaitze. Omar lei Rove, so Rove did not appreciate this comment and remark from Rav Nachman.
My time omar mar hochi, ha omar rabache bachanine, my dechsiv, ve roye zoinois ye abet hoin. Kol ha oimer shmuezu noe, vezu eine noe, ma abet hoino shel teure.
Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, my time, omar mar hochi, zu noe, vizu einei noe. Psazoi der shmuz, psazoi shosu visa ma yelum, no, doesn't make sense.
Hoino kvoido shel teiro, vizoifel ishtakeach mimenu, ye abed hoin. Roye zoines nutriken, zu noe.
Rashi and Mishlei explains because wherever it says Zaynis in the Torah, the Sfas Emes says Pshat, this Gemara, Shikul Chaylik on Taisvis over here, he wants to say not Rav Nachman was Chaylik on the Halacha. But he says it's Mefashtaitis Nish, Einem Avenisli. It's difficult to understand. It doesn't make sense. So this Rav is the kasha roye zaynis. You can't say zu einay noe. She tzriche li yageya ad she yimtza atam. I mean, he don't understand it. So darf man sich mutschen zu verstehen. He says roye zaynis is pshat that he's looking at a halacha according to his das, according to his seichel. Like the pasuk says, ashatam zaynim. Zaynim, that means you look at it with your hashkofe. And that's not the way one learns Torah. A person has to be mevatel his das to the halacha. And then you really, after you mevatel your das, then you'll understand the halacha take. That's how you understand through your mevatel daitro. If you use your das as the ruler and the criteria, so the halacha stimmt nicht. The halacha doesn't work like that. Loid avareiku mikem. And to, if a person taka learns with his das, is that the taka is the abed toim, he will taka will never understand the emesetam of the halacha. He wants to say that what he said hodri bi. So he wants to say the hodri bi taki was taka choiza, and he realized he did wrong. So memele, so he wants to say in the hodri bi he was zeichet to understand the tam also. Hodri bi, like Rashi says, hodri bi. So in Hodri B, I have charot, not only what I said, it doesn't matter, Zuaini, no, it's the chapach, it's the fashteir pshat in the halacha also. In the psaic thought, and then Baruch Hashem, I found someone said this, is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, that's Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Doir Sheben David Bo, Beis Havad, Yehel is Nus. So Rashi says, what's the Taish Beis Havad? Mokim shel tamidei chachomim misvadim shom lul mei teire. The boti medroshim yil is nus. And so he said, the boti medroshim will become nus. Apela de ki gemore. So I wanted to say, that could be that's pshat as b'der shaben David bo, there'll be certain sugyas you learn, certain sugyas lernt me doch gar nicht, das bringt me nicht da rein in de Beis Medrash. The hashkofe of will be ibachvashteis is good. I mean it that'll be the yiridus adayres der sheben David bo. And I found The Magol Yisayam brings down this pshat from Zichan Shloima, Kuntra Zichan Shloima. Zok the Gemara weiter. Let us see Taisvis. Shasar Rabbi Yishayin al Yair. Yesh Svarim Shekosu Behem al Yispalu. V'lo Yitochin Klal. Dim Kein, Mai Koma Rav Nachman le Mal Yehosh Maite. Dano Kol Kamad Loi Shesin Rabbi Yosso Loi Tzila Datoi. Ma Inyen Tziluso Eitzol Tvila. That means if it says Al Yoyre, not Rav Nachman Akashe, his head is clear after Rabbi Yishayin. Amretach al yispalo, so what zogt er do, that his head is clear. Ma inyin tzilusa eitzol tvila. El al yere garsina. So the Yaivitz in the Rishash ask on Teisvis, the Gemara says weiter, Daf Samachem Ad Aleph, kol shein date mi yishevis olov al yispalo. So verkehrt, mit Daftach haben, before a coffee he came down. So what's the kasha? What's like the price? You can't say al yispalo because the verkehrt, shein batim yeshev is all about yispalo. Could be, efshikem in zung pshatan toisvis, batim einem yeshev is all of, means that he's told he can't concentrate. That means his mind is wandering, and thus he can't. So this felt in the heftza of tefillah, a daven toch nicht. I mean, he's so that is ein yoshevus olov. Tzilusa is pshat is a behirus hadas, like he's a moiradike klokite. Everything is mamish. Everything stimmt. It could be for tefillah, son, a b'chine from tefillah la'oni, as v'ket efshir d'v'chon einim itcha chochma bina v'das v'tzach zogn besser without the tzilusa. V'ket could be that's what Taisus Kash is. There's two inyonim. There's ein batei mi yushevis olov. That means he can't concentrate at all. Tzilusa is a meyrdike behiris. For hayroi you need it, but for tefillah, v'ket se felt nish tois. Ma inyin tzilusa itzel tefillah. The Tosfos ben the Peretz is Moisev, by Tvila need Eima, not Tzilusa. So it could be Fakel, the Tzilusa gives a Gewaldike, if everything is so klar and out stimmt, for Tvila it's not so good. El al Yoyre Gassin in Bereiv Svo. Begein Oma Rabbeinu Chananu. Bim Toyma, my Koma Rav Nachman Leim Al Yohashmeitz. So what's Tama Zoy Pshatan Rav Nachman Leim Al Yohashmeitz? Aplukta Da Tanoyi Bekrisis Bepeik Omru Loi. Ki De Dor Shosom Lahavda Lohiris Vayayim Vesheich Al Teshkoi Dik Minu Lei Hosom Berevius. So the Machlokes Tanoim, how could he say it's Leim Al Yohashmeitz? So that is what Samus wants to fend for, not he's just Choylokan, he just it doesn't make sense. Taisis Vais Taisi was Taka Choylok, Faktor Taisis the Machlokes Tanoim. Boit kosher, der Rav Nachman gufe komme le kamen beschmeiten, derich mil veshine, kol shum afigen es yayim kshishosa rabiyis. He says that there's an eitze, so weise shmamine da osa, he himself holds its osa, and he says an eitze had to get rid of the effects of the yayim. Miu, ahi ikilu kmi, ke goin de loirome beimayim. That the Rav Nachman there speaking about, And the Gemara and Chris is speaking about when it's not diluted. And there, Taket, that Rav Nachman understood that it's not too good. For Hoche, the Rama by Maya. And here it's speaking about that all year the Rama by Maya. Kirabalaza by Chris. The sign Yosem Balazim im Nosem Sechemayim Kol Shuhu Potter. The Rav Nami Posikosam Alochi Kirabalaza. So Memele, so Rama b'Mayim Rav Nachman held like Rabbi Leza. At the fakert, it's then you could be Meire. Aval mikovakum kashel. Aval Memele le Mal Yoshmait. Give dik Rabbon. The ploig le the Rabbi Leza. Osam ba'osri avu pishan osam b'Mayim. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Baravune Shosui al yispalo. V'mispalo tfilosei tfila. Shikar al yispalo, v'mispalo tfilosei teiva. fragt die Gemara, heiche domi shossi, ve heiche domi shikr. And the Gemara ki ho, the Rabbi Abbe bar Shumni, Rabbi Menashe bar Yirmi Yemi Difti, have come ifteri, me adodi, amabro, the nar yufti, they zum sich gesegnet, by on the bridge, the nar yufti. Omru, so they said, before they separated from themselves, kol chad minon leime milse de leishmiya lachavre. Each one of us, let us say, aloche, that you didn't hear. The Omar Mori Barabune, La Yifter, Oda Mechavere, O Mitoich Dvar Aloche, Shemitoich Kach Zoichoi. So, Dvar Aloche, that was said, Bishas, Bishas Chimum, when two friends are separating one from the other, so, this will remain in his memory. Posach Chad V'Oma, Heichi Domi Shosi, Veheichi Domi Shikra. Shosui kol sheyochel ledaber lefnei hamelech. That's called a shosui. He's high, but he still could mdaber lefnei hamelech. Shikr kol sheyni yochel ledaber lefnei hamelech. That is called a shikr. Zok toisvis. Shikr al yispalo v'mispalo tfilosei te'ever. Ve'lo yotzo. So Taisa says tfilosei te'ever means he was not yotze. Kiven sheni yochel ledaber lefnei hamelech. Betzoich lachzor lispalo. B'chein ahi de broches. There it says another shohaya mispalo v'nimtzo tzoya kenegdoi. And he didn't know, but he later he found there was tzoya kenegdoi. The masi kivin shechoto af al pi shispalo tfilosei te'eve betzoich lachzor lispalo. So we have over here by tfila two aloches which are te'eva shiker tzoya. And the loch is, you have to daven over again. V'tzorich iyun, im yesh lahashvois broches. What's the loch by broches? L'tfile, l'inyin tzoye v'shikr. He says, tfile we see, the tfile is oymed lefnei ha-melech. What a loch does broches have? V'al kochoch lav lechol mili damyin. The hoshosui, let's talk about the lachatchila dikadim. Do shosi al yispalu ad sheyofig yainai. Vafilu biyain mozig al yispal, biyais merevius. Dafilu Rabbi Lezer de Krisis, who is mater by a revius mozug, loishar biyais merevius. Vafilu linyin hayro, kedem rinin hos. Upshite, so the halach is, so the maise, the halach is shosi lechatchila yispalu, afilu mozug v'chais merevius. Upshite, the shosi mevorech bilchas amozen. So if a person drinks a revius yain in the middle of the suda, he ziche benches. Dein tzorech lach, v'chol abroches kulam, k'di oma b'yirshalmi de broches. The mapik lay meviyachalto visavoto virachto. So the Chazal Darshan in Yerushalmi, savoto means afilu medumdum. Afilu is a little high. He could also be mevor birchas amoz. So memele, so Taisva says, memele say have a legitimate chakire. So legabi de lechat chile, we zicha find that broches are killed from tvila. So now, Taisus is klanga shaila, what's with the bidiyevet? There's the bidiyevet, the kaloches, by tvila, that's toye and shiker, what'll be by broches? Umiyu, mishum me reglayim, pshite de ain't tzorich levoich. If motza me reglayim, yizicha don't have to make a broche. Afilu im toime de mashvinim broches le tvila betzoya. Afilu we will say le gabi tzoya broches and tvila the same din. O tanya umere betzoya tanya umere glayim lechemiri kemoi tzoya. But mere glayim is not as chomer as tzoya. To omar besoif peirek misha meisoy loy osra toire al keneged omot bulvat. The whole iser, the reise of Kenegan Meraglaim is davke b'shas hashtone. Hanofel ha'are shori. Rabbonu de gozrebe. B'chi gozrebe b'vadoin avu b'sveikum ha'i gozrebe rabbonum. So since since it's so by Tvila Gufa it is Mutter, so by Mele, so by Birchas Hamazon will Zicha be Mutter also. But by Tzoye and Shikya, Tosis blives by Asofik. Posach Idach Voma, Amarzik Benichsei Ager, Mayase V'Yiskaimu B'Yodoy. What should he do? Yikach Bem Sefer Torah, Zot Rashi. Amarzik Benichsei Ager, Midi Ditmiyu, V'Tovu Bo Inshi, Lefisha Bohu Loi B'Lo Yegi, Amor Dikizach. We'll see this is all of Ayin Hora. A person passes by, mamish his muzzle, a ger, a gestorben, a millionaire, and no one knows about it, and he sees it there, and he's marzik, but it's a ger, mamish overnight, he became an osher overnight. Ma yase vi is kaimu biyodoi. Lefisha boloi beloi yegiye, so people will start talking and looking. Lefikach ein miskaimim im loi ayidei mitzvah. He has to do a mitzvah with part of the money. Ezikach beim seifer teire bemikzoson, o bezchar eilu yiskaimim acherem biyodi. Zuck the teire schaim, dafka seifer teire. You'll give tzedakah, it won't help. Why? Because tzedakah doesn't last. He gave tzedakah, did a mitzvah sfarti. A sefer Torah is titkosoi aimedes lo'ad, that's a person who's mashal svarim. That means if you want your money to last forever, so you have to have a mitzvah that is keseder generating in doing something. So memela, you have a mitzvah ilomi, the keseder, the lane in the sefer Torah, you mashal the sefer Torah, so the schus of that will be made on the rest of the money. Omar Rav Sheishes, afilu bal benichsei ishtoi, boi lemevet bo mitzvah. He married a rich woman. The mill said that tavi bo inshinami, people also speak about it. Ah, as that's shidduch, bisholta bo eina bishe, some emaila, daf oichet koifen a sefer Torah. Ro'ova omar afilu ovad iski verovach. Afilu ovad iski verovach. He made a good investment and he had a good deal. Dav me koifen a sefer Torah. Menschen gucken, Menschen reden. Rapopo omar afilu motzo metzie. Well, he found a metzie. Maybe the motzo metzie, Mr. Tomei didn't find $1 million. He found a metzie, psa. Solche große Sachen, aber kaponim, daf, he wants it to remain, daf ton der Reize. Omar Rav Nachman, bei Yitzhak, a fila kosov buhu tfilin. You don't have to write a sefer Torah, a fila kosov buhu tfilin, nami mekaimoi biyoti.